And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's like a switch, isn't it? As soon as you say go, I just have that start. It's like... It's weird. And we haven't got a word of the week this week. And I have a confession to make. It was supposed to be an A to Z special. But you'll find out how much I've failed. Because I was going to have four songs by bands starting with Z and four songs by bands starting with A and call it an A to Z special. Miss out the alphabet. Fell apart. This is the first song from the album 10,000 Volts. This is the Priscillas. Superhero, Tony, do you like that?
Very nice.
Nice little bit of bubblegum punk to start the show there from the Priscillas. Lovely ladies, and hello to the Priscillas. From their album 10,000 Volts, as I say, recommend you buy it. What one knows, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Priscillas.
It is, it's as simple as that. It's all Tony right. One. Poorly being the internet, Neil. You're listening to the Dead 60s underneath us, and thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony.
It's all right.
I have some MySpace and Facebook comments for you. Not many, In fact, I've got one MySpace and two Facebooks, but they are worth it. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. If you're on MySpace, please do leave us a comment. We like to get them. This one came through from Mucky Pup, and it starts off in a typical punky style. Hey up, you cunts. Just listen to your St. George's Day special, part one, from way back in 2007. Zombina and King Kurt, the perfect antidote to Plastic Paddy Day. Paul was saying who he'd been mistaken for. Has it ever been Stan Laurel? If you don't quite see it, take a look at this, and then there's some obscure link. And that's going to make fuck all sense if this bollocks ever makes it to air. Cheers for unleashing a torrent of punky goodness on my iPod. It always keeps those chav voices at bay. Mucky Paul. And I have been accused of looking a bit like, when I didn't have a beard on, I did resemble Stan Laurel. Absolutely fair enough. Of the many people that I get accused of looking a bit like, from all the way from Baldrick to Brian Setzer, that would have been a good B special. And you'll notice that Zombina was in the comment there, and I did. I got in touch with Zombina today, saying, where's your fucking album? Anyway, hopefully we'll get the new one at some point, but they're gigging hard, they're doing well, they've always got new stuff. One of the hardest working bands in underground show business terms. So that's all we've got from MySpace, but we have got a couple of Facebook comments. One is a reply to one that was last week from the lovely Ree, all the way from Kentucky. I'm not going to do it in an American accent this week, and you'll see why. Lol, thanks guys for reading my comment on air, but no, I'm not a teenager, I'm 22. Phew. And thank you for making me sound like a hick. Lol. Sorry, don't have that either. Lol. There's a lot of fucking lols in this, but love you guys, and you made my day, year, life. There you go. Love you. Ree. No problem at all. That's on the Facebook Punky page, which is groups.2/Punky. Shut up. Which is fairly easy to find. I've clearly still got something on here because someone keeps telling me I've got new messages from Facebook. Anyway, I'll try and get that out. I'm sure you can't hear it. Now, this second one, I'm not so impressed with as a Facebook comment. Cunt, 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 cunt. Mwahaha, Richard Sharp. Thanks for nothing, dickhead. Right, so,
nice.
I do prefer it if you try it a little bit harder than that. Now, Tony, I also have in this section, we've got loads of comedy suburbs this week, and we're just going to go through one of them now.
Okay.
I do like you to send me your jokes to paulybeer@punkyradio.com, a joke you've heard before, a joke you've made up, a shaggy dog story that you want to retell with my own very own dulcet tones. Here comes the first one. This is from Murphy the Yeti. Why don't Russians wear Y fronts?
I don't know.
Because Chernobyl fallout. There you go. Now, nice. That is a very, very old joke. I mean, I first heard that when the crisis happened. But it did remind me of another couple of Russian jokes. What do you call a Russian with three bollocks?
I don't know.
Ujiniki Bolokov.
Nice.
And what do you call a Russian prostitute?
I don't know.
On your back, you bitch. All right. They're my Russian jokes. Now, while I'm here, I will tell you. Now, I've had two. From Stu. Two from Stu. Here comes the first one, right? This one. He goes, hey, Paulie B. Not been in touch for ages. Loving the two extra songs on the show. Anyway, enough ass kissing. I have a couple of comedy suburbs for you. This is number one. We'll do number two later on in the show. Number one. A few minutes before the church service started, the congregation was sitting in their pews and talking. Suddenly, Satan appeared at the front of the church. Everyone started screaming and running for the front entrance, trampling each other in a frantic effort to get away from evil incarnate. Soon the church was empty except for one elderly gentleman who sat calmly in his pew without moving, seemingly oblivious to the fact that God's ultimate enemy was in his presence. Satan walked up to the man and said, "Do you know who I am?" The man replied, "Yep, sure do." "Aren't you afraid of me?" Satan asked. "Nope, sure ain't," said the man. "Don't you realise I can kill you with one word?" asked Satan. "Don't doubt it for a minute," replied the old man in an even tone. Next page. "Did you know that I can cause you profound, horrifying agony for all eternity?" persisted Satan. "Yep," was the calm reply. "And you're still not afraid?" asked Satan. "Nope," said the old man. More than a little perturbed, Satan asked, "Why aren't you afraid of me?" The man calmly replied, "I've been married to your sister for 48 years.
Nice.
That is Comedy Suburbs Part 1. Now I need to get rid of that. And there we go, we're back now. Right, now it's time for the next track straight away, which means I need to get that document open again. Now, this came through yesterday, but I don't muck about, right? Now, I need to get to the... I've put all this in one document. Why I've done that, I don't know. Oh, where did I put that? Oh, at the top, Paul. I remember. Yeah, right, so this came through from a bloke called Lee Estes. I hope I've said your name right there. It might be Lee Estes or Lee Esteth. I don't know. He's the president of something or other that's a brand new cyber label, right? And he sent me this thing through saying, would you be interested in playing this band in something else that I can't discuss right now, but you'll hear more about it in later times. I had a listen and thought, fuck it, I'll play him. I can't do what you've asked me to do, but I will play him. So even though we don't take MP3s, because I wanted to play this song this week, I did accept an MP3 from them. And I said, look, will you send me a little biog about the band that I can read out? They're called Zoe Vett and the Revolvers. And this is the bio sent through. When they said sex, drugs and rock and roll, they left out one thing. Zoe Vett and the Revolvers. The band was not created, but rather born. It has morphed into its current state through the girls' mutual love of good hard rock and roll, distortion, low-end bass, thundering drums and gang vocals reminiscent of 70s glitter rock. ZVR demand respect with their unrelenting antics, raunchy riffs and catchy choruses. It takes guts to proclaim that trash is the new glamour, but these girls deliver with a bullet. Their music melds a variety of genres but fits into none. Influenced by glitter, glam, shock rock, horror punk, UK punk and new wave, they are able to portray all of these and force fit them into a new genre all of their own. Peace, Lee Estes, president. But I haven't put down president what of, so he's in fact the president.
Nice.
Of something or other, basically. So let's see whether you think Lee's right, Tone. What I want to know is, first of all, what is Zoe Vett and the Revolvers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Zoe Vett and the Revolvers.
No, MySpace.com/Zoe Vett 1. It's Tony 1, Paulie being the Internet 1. Trash is the new glamour. ZVR, or in America, they're probably known as ZVR. There's Zoe Vett and Revolver's Tone. What do you think? Did you think like they sounded how they were described?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or a bit like a rockin' Blondie. It's hard to tell, isn't it, really? I think the bio would have been a bit short if they said, sounds like a rockin' Blondie. Anyway, hopefully we'll play more of them in the future and we'll have more information about a very exciting project they're undertaking later on in the year. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds. Have you got any podcast, Ali?
I do.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Thank you all for your votes, comments so far this month. We've still got a good week left of August, so you can still jam your votes in for us, please. If you haven't voted,
I'll jam my vote in for you.
You certainly can.
Thank you.
There you go. He's switched it. Is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish. So read out the comments. And here are the top six for this week. Slowly catching up. But here we go. Still the best. Still the best podcast out there. I owe them a picture. Bill from New York. Yes, you do. Bill, and thank you for
you
listening.
Do owe us a pizza.
Him in a t-shirt.
But let's face it, I've owed people for longer amounts of time than he's owed us that t-shirt. I'm going to let it go because he's such a great bloke.
That is true.
Yeah.
Punky, I'm a new listener and I love those rude gits. That's from Alex Craving. Thank you very much, Mr. Craving.
Is it Mr.? Yeah, because if it's a Mrs., it could be we're Craving, isn't it? I could be Craving Alex, ain't it?
Thank you very much.
You can always send me a photo, probably be at punkyradio.com. If you're a bloke, don't bother.
Womble Zombie, the second funniest thing of my week. The first obviously being a pair of trousers from India made for a giraffe with rickets from Womble Zombie.
Womble Zombies, they're great. Who's your favourite Womble?
Bulgaria.
Uncle Bulgaria, really?
I can't remember the other one's names.
Well,
what was the young
the Spaz,
one?
The Spaz was called Orinoco.
No, yeah.
I was quite keen on Tobermory, who was the one who didn't... He was the DIY Womble, wasn't he?
I can't remember.
Oh, and everybody had a bit of time for Madame Chollet. Madame Chollet. And who's your favourite zombie?
Shaun of the Dead zombies. I don't really have a favourite zombie.
Really? Only gone with David Cameron. Right. So, what's next? Next.
Keep up the great work, my friends. Peace. Marcus from XY Rocks. Always voting. Thank you very much, Marcus. You're from xyrocks.com, of course.
And do check out the wonderful podcast that is XY Rocks.
I just started using podcasts Thursday, July the 30th. Therefore, I just started listening to Punky. Then too, and the show fucking rocks. It is my absolute favourite fucking show. It makes me want to destroy little children in a good way. Chris H, thank you.
Not sure what the good way is there, Chris, but we're going to take your word for it.
Yeah. And finally,
Tony.
Yes.
I'm sat in my pants.
Are you?
Yeah. It's really, really muggy down here. It's been very, very close today, so I'm just sat in my pants.
It's been raining here. I've gone from being really hot in London to being a bit cooler up here, up north.
Really? So what have you gone with there? Just a rain mac, Tom?
And some oil.
Excellent.
The rain mac kind of scratches a bit. But anyway,
fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm in my pants. You're in a rain mac and oil. Imagine walking into a McDonald's and asking for that.
And finally,
I'll have the new range, rain mac and oil, please.
Oh, nice. And finally, oh, for crying out fucking loud, I'm loat for a very important vote. I carumba, Paulie B.
Oh yeah, Paulie, that's because I was late. Yeah. That was my my take on the who was the one that said that? Was it the rabbit in?
Yeah, it's the rabbit in Alice in Wonderland,
yeah,
isn't it?
Alice in Wonderland. Yeah, so I'm late for a very important date. I'm loat for a very important date. I'm such a poet. So is that it for PA?
That's it for PCA.
Oh, even, yeah, alright, cool. Right, in that case then, we'll get on straight on with the next song, all the way from the land of the rising sun, Samurai Dynamite Tokyo!
Wow.
Just now, tonight. 太陽でも大事なものがあり、日々の暮らしの中もどかしい思いだけ、やってみな、やってみな、誰でもならやってみな、言わずと知れた強者だろうよ。何にも変わらずにいるよりも何か一つでも変えてみよう。一人で見上げた今日の星空はなんだか少し輝き出した。東京東京ジョーカージョーカーサムライケーホーハーセイ。東京東京ジョーカージョーカーサムライケーホー。
Samurai Dynamite, Tony, Tokyo, from the fabulous website japanfiles.com. I do find a lot of good music that I like. Now, that's the second track we played from them, but again, nice bit of ska-a-billy, I'd call that. Seen a couple of fantastic films of late. I will be doing a review of one of them in the second half of the show. But have you ever seen a film called Domino with Keira Knightley?
No, I remember it coming out. Yeah.
Oh, it's really
good.
Is it
a war film?
No.
Oh.
She's an LA model turned bounty hunter based on true story. But I fucking loved it, mate.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's as far as the review goes with that, really. But the proper review I will be doing the second half of the most unbelievable film I've ever seen in my life. But anyway, before that, what I want to know is, what is Samurai Dynamite's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SamuraiDynamite.
No, MySpace.com/SamuraiDynamite. Ha ha ha. Already been internet 2, Tony 1.
Okay. Damn it.
You left the air off. You left the air off. You're listening to Midnight Configuration under this right now. Thanks so much for doing such a great job on the bedtime.
That's right.
And I now have Comedy Suburbs Part 2. Now, I haven't even read this joke yet. But this is another one from Stu, and I'm going to... I know when I should have done the same one. Right, here goes. Here comes the next one. The manager of the Blackpool Rock Company phones the manager of the Brighton Rock Company to check up on the references of a guy who has applied for a job. He tells him that a certain guy has applied for work and has said that he was a very hard worker and can make 2 miles of rock in a day. Also, he'd never had a day off work in 16 years at the Brighton factory and had never been late for work either. The Blackpool Rock manager went on to say that the guy had told him that when a foreman's job became vacant, he'd been overlooked for promotion, so he had finished his shift, told him to stick the job and walked. The Brighton Rock manager says yes, he's a top-class worker and can easily produce 2 miles of rock a day. And it's true, he's a good timekeeper and he's never taken a sickie in 16 years. It's also true that he wasn't promoted, which was mainly due to his quick temper, which could have caused us trouble if he was a foreman. The Blackpool manager is impressed and says, thanks a lot for that, he sounds like just the man for us. The Brighton guy replies, you're welcome. And should you chance to come across anyone in the trade who would like to buy 2 miles of rock with bollocks written through the middle instead of Brighton, please get back in touch.
Nice.
When are you next playing Manchester, Stu? Stu, I've got nothing in the Manchester area for the foreseeable future, but in early 2010, I am planning a tour of Greater Manchester when I'm going to spend a week up there going to all the gigs that are here and thereabouts. Now. So when I've got that sussed, I will tell you, I promise. Right then, Tay, have you got a twat?
I don't. I ran out last week, so it is dried up. There was just a big gaping hole. That came out wrong. There was a hole in my life. And that came out wrong. I need twat.
That came out right.
If you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me. Otherwise, I just can't keep the feature going if you don't email me. And I'm sure some of you out there know a twat, and would love to nominate them. So email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason why. So please do it this week so I can have a new shiny twat for next week.
It's really that simple.
Yeah.
So, Tony, what are you going to do to fill the space?
Well, funny you should ask. I've got some iTunes reviews. As promised last week, I had a few iTunes reviews to read out on the US iTunes site. So, don't forget, if you are on iTunes and you haven't reviewed us so far, please do review us. It's really important. Help us out, move up the featured rankings, and get us more listeners, basically. So, do review us. Easiest way to do it, go to punkradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link, which opens up our music store page on iTunes, where you can review us. So just log in, review us, 5 stars only, leave a comment, and we'll read out the review.
And please do review us. It does make a difference to our standing at iTunes. So you're helping us out, and that means we can help the bands out. That's what it's all about.
Yep. And here are the latest US iTunes reviews. I've had four.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, some good ones. I've had four since the last time I read them out. So here they go. Firstly, go Teabags go. Here's a couple of Teabags you can listen to. They know their punk, it's nothing but good times. Cheers, mates, from Last Rebel 78. And that was a 5-star review.
Thank you, Last Rebel, and thanks for the 5 stars.
Thank you.
Go, T-Bags, go, go.
It's not,
go, T-Bags, go.
It's not your father's punk rock podcast. Awesome punk, ska, psychobilly, and goth from around the world. From Woody B3. Short, but sweet. 5 stars.
Go, T-Bag, go, go. Go, T-Bag, go, go, go. Go, T-Bag, go, go. Go, T-Bag, go, go. Woody B3.
Nice.
Ah! Oh, it's the inspirational linkage that makes this show such a pleasure to do. I did some inspirational linkage earlier.
Two sexy guys equals the most awesome podcast ever. Punky Radio features the two sexiest, dirtiest guys ever, and some of the best music out there. I've just discovered this podcast last week, and I've been listening to it every day. Hilariously entertaining, makes me want to scream, Kimblood! Kimblood!
Kimblood!
I'm from Singapore, so you know that this podcast is good when someone in the middle of nowhere listens to it too. When I listen to Punky Radio, I feel like I really get to hang out with Paul and Tony, who are starting to feel like old friends now. The major laughs and fun music, trust me, you will get addicted to the catchy tunes and outrageous chatter. Plus, Punky Radio really introduces you to some cool bands you may not have heard of.
That's easy to use,
I think. Yeah. I just want Paul and Tony to know that I really do appreciate their podcast and how awesome it is. Well, it's almost too awesome for words. Keep up the good work. The day that this podcast dies is the day I turn into a kitten blurred. And that would just be too depressing. Take care and download this. From Patrina Ewan.
Thank you very much, Patrina, for having heard that review. Tony, I don't know whether you would think the same thing. Do you think there's another Paul and Tony making another podcast?
Probably.
That's really good.
I was thinking that.
Thank you. That is one of the nicest comments I think we've ever had.
Yeah, I think so. Sexiest and dirtiest guy.
Feel free to send me a photograph.
Yeah, there you go. And finally, brilliant podcast. Fantastic show. Being with you guys from the first episode. Best thing to come out of a milk toast country like the UK. Paulie and Tony are right funny bastards with incredible music. Best song of the year, It Takes Two to Tango, Only One to Masturbate. Hostess with the most S, Paulie B. Incredible shows are always consistent and informative on the punk scene all over the world. Always looking for the next episode from Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Yeah.
So Tony, I don't know. This is turning into a fucking mutual loving.
A little bit.
Thank you all so much for your very, very kind. They seem to be nicer on American iTunes than UK iTunes.
Yeah.
They're not quite so abusive. So yes, if you're on US iTunes, please do leave us a comment. That'd be fantastic. So is that it, Tony?
That's it. Yeah.
Right. So basically, next week you want twat again.
I want twat.
We want the twat back. Yes. Next song, Tony. Speaking of twats, this is Speed Kings and a song from a little EP they sent us that was very nicely packaged. On top of it, it just says rock and roll ain't dead yet. You'll find out why when you hear it. What I want to know is, first of all, because I think they're from Derby, that's why I keep them in twats. Anyway, the long and the short of it is I'm going to see them on Sunday at the Psycho Rec Fest that I'm going to in Bradford. More of that in the second half of the show. In the meantime, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Speed Kings MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheSpeedKings.
No, you've added the. No, I particularly said didn't put the in, so that you would know. And you've just gone
straight to
the. Did you? No, mate. myspace.com/speedking. Surprisingly, at the halfway stage, it's Paulie with Internet 3, Tony 1. And this is the first two bits of this are what I'm all about. Not so sure about the last one. This is Substance, Love, and Suicide. I'm hoping to interview them. How much noise you make with that mic, Tony?
Sorry about that.
Good Lord.
I was actually adjusting my glasses, and I'm wearing a headset.
Oh, where are you now? Oh, right, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Speed Kings, Substance, Love, and Suicide there, and I'll have more information about them next week when hopefully I will have interviewed them this Sunday coming. Now, I was wondering, Tony, I haven't had a lot of chance to look at the internet this week, and I've understood there's this thing called GoDaddy that's rather fabulous. I was wondering whether to the tune of Chromosoma 3 you could maybe tell me a little bit about it.
Sure thing. Well, I remembered since last week. So basically GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by wishing
Tony, if you don't want to create your very own website, what would your first stop be then?
RateMyBoobs.com.
Or perhaps compare them to yourcats.com.
Simples.
Do the squeak.
I can't really do it. You could, but if you did want to create your own website.
Tony, just before you do, that is such a brilliant impression. Once again, Tony comes good with the impressions. He's failed to do the squeak, or he's in fact done himself. Judging by the job he does, this was obvious. He's managed to make a noise exactly like someone deleting a Microsoft Office document. Sorry.
Did I? Thank you.
You wait when you listen back, that's funny.
Okay. But anyway, if you want to create your own website, you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, you can transfer that to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with the website builders.
Website builders, can we fix it? Website builders, yes, but only in binary code.
Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, GoDaddy can help there too.
I do. I'd like to buy carrots.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're good for you.
Have you seen the dark? And stuff.
That would be useful.
Yeah. you can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with the industry standard SSL certificate.
And what is that?
This L's.
Yeah, I said, what's that?
And tricky.
I've done you on plurals again.
God. Which will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
And you can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. But finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly alright?
Two reasons.
Yeah.
Because of that exchange rate, baby. And because your clients use them.
Yeah, that's right. And until, I think, for the next week, I think it expires on the 31st.
This is the last week of all of these codes, isn't it?
Right, okay.
Yeah, so make sure you get your order in this week for these codes.
Yeah, so for the next week only, you can get 25% of orders of £65 or more if you use the code PUNKY25. That's...
PUNKY25.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
You robbed that off me, you know you did. Lack of imagination.
Totally.
That's the longest I think we've ever taken to do that. Sorry about that. I spoke to someone the other week who said, I love your show, except for that fucking advert bit. Oh, Simon Kelly last week, Beach Boy Boat. Right, so, beautifully read out, Tone. It's time for the next song. And we haven't heard from this band in a few weeks. They did play a festival in Luton last week, and I think we ought to hear them again. This is the Adenoids. So, from the album Sergeant Felcher and a Bucket of Piss, that was kidding. No, what was the Adenoids MySpace page, David?
MySpace.com/ The Adenoids.
It is. It's Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 2, you're coming back. You could still win this week, Tony. You could still win. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now, and thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
It's all right. Now,
I haven't got around to doing my new feature podcast review yet. But I haven't had any podcasters get in touch either. You know, I even left a post on the Podcast Alley forums. I probably ought to check it. but I do want to do a film review, or if you're in the US or you're young, a movie review. The one I watched last night, a Film 4 in the UK, fabulous channel. And they do a lot of left field films. They're doing a fright fest at the moment. And I ended up watching three films in a row on Film 4 yesterday. Watched Domino, as I said. The last film I watched was the remake of The Hills Have Eyes, which isn't a patch on the original, but still all right. But the one in the middle was a film called Isolation. Have you heard of it, Tony?
No.
Came out in 2005, right? I'm going to give you an idea. This is one of those I'd have loved to have been in that meeting moments, right? Mm-hmm. How about this? A farm in rural Ireland...
Okay.
Plays host to genetically modified cows, right?
yeah,
that have had their fertility accelerated so that they give birth to more calves. Problem, it turns the calves have turned nasty, and while they're gesticulating, something's growing in them as well, in the shape of an alien mutant fuck bastard with loads of teeth that wants to kill you. It's basically a cow zombie mutant nightmare, right?
Right.
In Ireland. Best line in it, for me, about halfway through, that cow's not right. It's fucking great. It's just the most bizarre film I've ever watched. I was having a chat with someone online, and as I was talking to them, Amber, you know Amber,
yeah,
right, I was having a chat with Amber online. I was watching the film at the same time, and I was basically giving her a rundown of the film as things were happening. I went, oh, this isn't good, and it's got every single thing you'd want. There's a dodgy European scientist, there's loads of bludgeoning, there's various different ways to kill cows, and what's interesting though is that the only person that really survives to the end of the film, which makes it interesting for me, is the only black character.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, most of your films, in all the horror films, always say, oh, the black people die first. Not in this one.
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't tell Amber. What I did was I told Amber all about the film all the way through, and then she said, oh, at some point I'm going to have to watch this. She has a bad film night, she had. Right.
Right.
And I wouldn't tell her the end. I told her all the way through the film, everything that was happening all the way. And then at the end, she went, what happened then? I went, not telling you.
Nice.
I said, I've guessed the twist before it happens. And that's what happened. And I went, yeah, got the twist. And she said, and, you know, capitals, what is it? I went, not telling you.
There was a similar film called Black Sheep, but I've not seen it yet. But that's about killer sheep. And it was a New Zealand one, wasn't it?
That, it is a New Zealand film, yeah, but that's more about psycho sheep that just go for you. This is a bit more involved, because this is the thing inside a thing inside a thing. And it's just... It's horrible. It's really horrible. And there's bad bits in it. There's people getting sort of drowned in slurry and... it's just... It's quite nicely done, actually, but it goes all alien towards the end. That's all I'll say there, yeah. I recommend you watch it, though. It came out in 2005.
Okay.
It's a Tony Scott film, who is Ridley Scott's brother, isn't it?
Oh, right, yeah.
And, it features a cast of people that British audiences will recognise.
Okay.
And I found it funny and disturbing at the same time, which is a bit like a night out with me. Tone, I'm going to put you on the spot here, mate.
Right.
Last weekend, you went to London.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened?
Not a great deal, really. Got down to London Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just kind of walked around and explored bits and pieces, because I don't really know much of London. And so Saturday, we went to Portobello Road, because Steph went to the markets, and I thought, yeah.
Right.
I've heard of that. I'll check that out. And I'm not a market person, it appears, because it just didn't do it for me. Portobello Road, not my thing. Had a bit of a dodgy Mexican burrito while I was waiting around, and then felt a bit ill Saturday afternoon, so stayed in. And then Sunday explored Angel and Islington and walked around that kind of area.
It's nice down there, isn't it?
Yeah, really like Angel. I mean,
yeah, Angel's great.
And then because a few years ago, my first time in London was in Highbury, so I was kind of like trying to see how much it had changed and that. But then I remembered how pissed I was when I was actually last in Angel, so I can't remember what it was like. But yeah, really nice. And that's basically about all we did, really.
So you didn't go to see the Bleach Boys then?
We didn't, no. That was
Saturday night. And you managed to pick the weekend that Demented Our Gay were in Mansfield as well.
Is that when it was?
Yeah, so you managed to miss two great gigs there through sheer apathy. I was really hoping that you'd go, yeah, it was brilliant. When London saw a band, it was great, but you know, you went shopping.
Yeah.
You went shopping, had a bit of food, came home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm depressed now, so let's get on to the next song. This is The Accidents. Now, we played The Accidents the other week, Tone, and I said I couldn't remember where they were from. I now know they're from Örebro. In Sweden, and okay. This is a song called You Belong to Me. but it's not the one I was thinking it was, which was "You Belong to Me, Everybody Tells Me So." But the 60s, it's a bit more involved than that. It's a bit of a rocking number. What I want to know is, what is The Accidents MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheAccidents.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 3, and this is "You Belong to Me, Everybody Tells Me So." That's The Accidents. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds, Tony.
That's all.
So, last week, I was fucking busy. I did 10 shows in 5 days.
Bloody hell.
The first 8 of which were at the Edinburgh Festival. Now, I went up to Edinburgh to do a thing called Electric Cabaret, 3 nights running, and also to do a couple of gigs at Laughing Horse at the Hive, and but I picked up another couple of things while I was there, which I'll tell you about shortly. I want to tell you a little bit about that. I was supposed to stay on this bloke's floor, but the flat he was going to be in fell through, so he was staying on someone else's floor. So unless I stayed on under the floorboards, I wasn't going to be able to, they weren't going to be able to help out. So I booked a hotel, and I did mention it last week, and the hotel I booked was university accommodation, so I stayed in the study bedroom for 3 nights. Fucking great. I loved it. I regressed. And even though I was staying out till 4 or 5 in the morning having a bit of a drink, I was up for breakfast, Tony. The most brilliant breakfast. Absolutely fantastic. They got it was just in the huge refectory. There's 4 or 5 different stations where you go and get all your fry-ups and that. And then there's their porridge. They had the Scottish take on it. So they had like black pudding there, and you get porridge, and you get haggis, vegetarian haggis. Then you had all the cereals and that, and all the fruit, and it even had a proper coffee machine. So as well as the tea and coffee, you had one of those Italian coffee machines, choice of fruit juices. But the first morning I was there, they'd run out of bacon. They'd had a bit of a run on it, and they'd run out of bacon, and there were loads of people with trays meandering around waiting for the bacon to show up. When a tray of bacon did show up to one of the stations, I can only describe it as what it's like in the third world when a UN food convoy turns up and there's people clamouring behind it. They might as well have been throwing sacks of bacon at people. It was just a fucking scrap. Went and sat down, and you had to sit down where you could, basically, when you're by yourself. And I sat down, and there were some old ladies there, and I said, "Morning, morning." And then they went off, and then there was a gap next to me, and this woman sat down, and I started eating. She started eating, and she smiled, and I smiled, and then she said, "I know you, don't I?" I went, "Do you?" She went, "Yeah, are you a comedian?" I went, "Yeah." She said, "Are you called Paul?" I went, "Yeah." She said, "You won't remember me, but 4 years ago, I recorded an interview with you for a TV show on Sky." recorded in Sheffield. And she's right, I've got no fucking memory of it whatsoever. I can't remember being on the telly. It was really embarrassing. I went, oh, really? Oh, that's nice. So, anyway, we went out, did the gigs, bumped into a few people. And all the gigs were great. The best gig I did was one that I picked up. And I was walking past a show called Peter Buckley Hill and Friends, which is an Edinburgh institution. And this bloke walked outside, I was walking past, he was one of the acts on the bill. He went, oh, fucking hell, Paul, what are you doing now? I went, nothing, I've got an out of key. He went, right, hang on. Runs on stage, ladies and gentlemen, Paul B. Edwards. And they'd had an act drop out. He was just about to call a break. He was like, the act he was on was finishing, he was comparing. He just ran on, introduced me, I went on, did 10 minutes. Had a brilliant gig. Absolutely brilliant. I just thanked all the people there, it was great. Then I also picked up another show when this sketch team couldn't do their show one day, so they asked me if I would stand in. So I did, but hardly anyone showed up because obviously I didn't have a flyer for it or anything. I tried to let people know who I could, but you know, there's millions of things going on. Some bloke standing in for a sketch show that's not working isn't going to fully, but we still got about 12 people showed up. And I said, look, it's not really enough to do this show. Why don't we just sit around and have a beer and I'll tell you some Z celebrity showbiz stories. We had a write-off. And then the last gig that I did there was the Electric Camera one, and very small audience, most of whom were wankers.
All right.
But there were a couple there that were really nice from Belgium. She was from Belgium. He was from Scotland, but had lived in Belgium for years and met her there. And they were really lovely, and we ended up going out for a beer. And they said, once I'd got pissed enough, they said, so, do you like Belgium then? I said, well, Belgium, to me, it's only well known for two things. And he went, I said, confectionery and paedophilia. I don't think the two are unconnected. Right? The bloke fucking wet himself and went, oh, I'm having that. He said, that is brilliant. And she laughed. And I'd asked her, because she was from the Flemish part of Belgium. And I said, what's a good word I should learn in Flemish? And she said, compromis. And I went, is it compromise by any chance? She went, yeah, it's a big word in Belgium. Bad apologies and that. I said, well, that's just English, isn't it, really? And anyway, I asked her for some more phrases. And it all just sounded like English said wrong.
Right.
Flemish is basically a load of fucking shit. But they had heard of Sport Doing as well. I don't know where I've seen it, but they were really cool. And then we went out drinking till fuck knows the clock. And then the next morning, I got up and I got the train to Newcastle, where I was doing the Hyena Friday and Saturday night. Friday, I compared, and it was really good fun. And we went out afterwards, me and one of the acts called John Warburton, and two lesbians went out, this lovely lesbian couple, one of which was exactly what you'd expect from a lipstick lesbian, gorgeous, gregarious, in sexy clothes, really nice, and the other one looked like John Warburton, basically, the bloke I was with. And it was quite a big lad. Anyway, they were both leathered. And we went into this bar, and when John Warburton lesbian went to the toilet, lipstick lesbian hadn't seen that John Warburton lesbian had gone, looked around at John Warburton, and in a drunk half light thought he was her girlfriend and snogged him. I nearly fell off my fucking chair. It was absolutely hilarious. And then she went, oh god, I think she drew back because she didn't have as much facial hair as a girlfriend. Right. Then on the Saturday night, we had an unmitigated disaster, quite frankly. It was the gig was awful, and there was an incident at the end. I headlined, and it was all going all right. And then in the last 5 minutes, a fight broke out, and that did kind of interrupt my grand finale, shall we say. So I will be going back there at some point. But I didn't bump into anyone while I was there from Punky. So do, when I say where I am, if you're around, do try and come down, because I like to see people that listen to the show. Right, I ought to get on with this, didn't I? Because I was going to do Newcastle in the next bit. I'll tell you about Flaming Terrorist Bloke after the next song.
Okay.
This is Alien Zoo. Punk is a lie.
Slide on over here. Slide on over.
That's Alien Zoo and Punk is Alive from the EP of the same name, which you may remember we started a competition for last week. The question was, what alien would you like to see in a zoo and why? Answers to poorlyb@punkyradio.com. You've only got a few days now. We will give the answer, well, I say the answer, we will award the prize next week. I've only had a couple of entries so far, so please put your thinking caps on, because I would like to have a little list of what alien would you like to see in a zoo and why. And the one that I pick will win the Alien Zoo CD, which is a 5-track CD of electro punk, and I'll probably throw in one of my own as well. There you go, there's a little tempt in there. You'll also get Paul B's last CD in the package. That's nice, isn't it?
Nice.
Yeah. So where was I? Oh yeah, what I forgot to say was I met some interesting people, and you bump into all sorts of people at the Edinburgh Festival, and you'll be talking to someone, and then they'll introduce you to someone, and then you'll suddenly meet Nicholas Parsons, as I did. And then whilst talking to Nicholas Parsons, another bloke will walk up and go, alright mate, and there we go, yeah, and you'll be introduced to him as a guy called John Smeaton. Now John Smeaton, Tony, was the bloke who, you remember when a terrorist set himself on fire at Glasgow Airport?
Yeah
when his car caught fire and his head was on fire, and then the bloke attacked.
And he got nutted by him.
Everyone laughed about it, yeah.
Yeah.
The bloke I met was the bloke who hit him.
Brilliant.
He's a really nice bloke. And the reason that he said it was an instantaneous thing. And actually, this is unusual. The story goes, he didn't just randomly attack a bloke on fire. The guy with his head on fire was attacking a police officer. And John Sweeten didn't like him attacking a police officer, so he attacked him. And as he chinned him, he came out with the immortal line, is a mate, you can't do this. This is Glasgow. I just fucking twatted him. It was and he was like, and he's kind of, he's been on local telly up there all the time. He was on CNN, and he's now doing a. They've got him doing a show. Kind of someone's interviewing him. A guy called Arnold Brown is interviewing him in a show, and it was late at the Assembly Rooms. It's the last week of the festival this week. He is there at the Assembly Rooms from, I think, 11:30. So if you are up there, I do recommend you go and see his show. It'd be really, really interesting, because it's like, he's not a comedian, he's a bloke, but something happened to him, and I'm quite interested in that. Anyway, this weekend I'm doing Birmingham Jonglers Friday and Saturday. If you're in the Birmingham area, please do come down. But on Sunday I'm going to the Psycho Rock Fest at the Gasworks in Glasgow. Well, not in Glasgow, in Bradford, what I'm talking about. Psycho Rock Fest at the Gasworks in Bradford, where I will be meeting up with a bunch of the ne'er-do-wells that I met in Pineda at the Psychobilly League. In fact, you met one or two of the people that will be there. I don't know whether you can remember any of them, but it was Russ and Luke and Hannah and Michelle and Angela and lots of different sorts that I met there will be there. And I'm really looking forward to going, especially when you hear this lineup. Here's the information. It's called the Psycho Rock Fest Wreck and Roll Rockabilly All Day at the Gasworks. It's £10 on the door. Sunday 30th August 2009 starts at 3 o'clock, and it finishes at 2 a.m. It's at Gasworks Rock Bar, Great Horton Road, Bradford, UK. Description: it's the Wreck and Roll Rockabilly All Day, and the bands playing are Vince Ray and the Bone Shakers, the Hangmen, Blue Demon, who we played on the show, the Speed Kings, who we played on this show, the Hyperjacks, Rebel Yell, and Aces and Eights, who we played on the show before, and who we will be playing again shortly. Plus, there's a little twist, some burlesque dancers, Daisy Cutter, Miss D-Light, and Lexi Sex. I think that's a lot of gig for £10, Tony.
Yeah.
Sounds like a laugh. Now, interestingly as well, I'm staying an extra day. I'm not just going up there for Sunday. I'm staying on Monday as well, because I thought, I need to get a hotel. And I went on Late Rooms, and I saw this unbelievable deal. Hilton Hotel, deluxe rooms, buy one night, stay the next free.
Brilliant.
Breakfast included. I'm in the Bradford Hilton, which is something of an oxymoron, but I'll be in the Bradford Hilton Sunday and Monday, two nights, £75. And I've got a deluxe twin. So if anyone else is going up and they haven't got anywhere to stay, I've got a spare bed, and for half the price you can stay in the Hilton for two nights, alright, isn't it? On the Monday I will be going to on a Psychobilly. I think we're doing some sort of Psychobilly country pub crawl. It's going to be mental, but yeah, the gig, as I said, looks absolutely brilliant. There's a Facebook group for it, which is in my, so a Facebook event which is in my events for it, and if you just type in Gasworks Rock Bar into the internet, you'll find out all the details about it. And I do hope to see one or two of you there, Stu, actually, who mentioned whether I'd be in Manchester. Brad was not involved in Manchester. Stu, not doing Sunday. Come to that. Right, I suppose I ought to get on with the last song then, didn't I? Unless there's anything else you want to talk about, Tom?
No, I think that's about it, I think.
Well, in that case, though, this is Aces and Eights. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Aces and Eights' MySpace page? Oh, sorry, I didn't ask you Alien Zoos. What is Alien Zoos' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AlienZoo.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B, the Internet 3. You've been listening to the Chup Tops during this bit. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds. And what is Aces and Eights' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AcesandEights.
No, not even close. MySpace.com/ the creature that ate Sheboygan. Ah. Eight being spelled like the number eight, E-I-G-H-T-S. And Sheboygan, we established, was in Michigan, didn't we?
I think so.
Michigan or Wisconsin, I always get it wrong. Anyway, this is Black Cloud.
That's something we all know. You had your problems, too hard for you to show. We need each other, but I have to let you go. It doesn't have to be for too long. You, me, and the black cloud, honey. Black cloud, and our number from the start. You, me, and the black cloud, honey. Just wait until the weather suits your heart. They might say,
that was Ace of the Ace, Tone. Did you like that?
It's very nice.
They rock, don't they? Thank you all so much for listening this week, and thank you once again to all the people listening to us on the three internet radio stations that we broadcast on, which are, Tony?
Hussy Skunk, hussyskunk.com, Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org, and Roach Radio, myspace.com/roachradio. Is that right?
Three excellent internet stations, yes. That are all very, very different indeed. Please do still vote for us at Podcast Alley. Please do leave us an iTunes review if you can. If you are a young woman without any clothes on, I'm always happy to listen. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. I'd also like your comedy suburbs, your poetry corners and your judgmentals. Tony, what do you want for people? Twat, don't you?
I want twat. If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Also, if you are in a band, or if you know of any good gigs that we should all know about, please email me again, tony@punkyradio.com, for my gig guide.
And you have to title the email, Tony's International Gig Guide. So, yes, and finally, don't forget, if you'd like a chance to win the Alien Zoo EP, and you do, make sure you send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com titling your email Alien Zoo with, and what I want to know is what alien would you like seeing in the zoo and why. Right, hopefully I'll see some of you in Bradford this weekend. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.